Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The first baseman, Roger Ripos. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stafford. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Stafford. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buddy Booker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Ripos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Booker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Booker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Green reaches second base with a double. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. One out. Bill Stafford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stafford hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Booker and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Booker for a passed ball. Campaneris scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripos moves to third. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ripos scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahl takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Green hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Stafford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stafford is 0 for 1 in the game. Stafford bunts towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Roof moves to second. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Booker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Booker is 0 for 1 in the game. Booker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Davalillo moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Guido Grilli now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripos hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stahl hits a ball on the ground into center field. Davalillo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davalillo. Cater moves to third. Stahl moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Duckworth now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Booker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Booker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Booker takes first base on ball 4. Whitfield moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Tony Curry pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry takes first base on ball 4. Whitfield scores. Alvis moves to third. Booker moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Ralph Terry now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alvis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Salmon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Booker scores. Curry moves to third. Salmon moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-3, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Del Crandall now catching. Jim Landis now playing right field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Dick Raditz now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Stone pinch hits for Ralph Terry. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Stone reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ossie Chavarria now playing shortstop. Jim Dixon now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Alvis moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Alvis moves to third. Brown moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Alvis scores. Brown moves to third. Landis moves to second. It's 11-3, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. Landis scores. Crandall moves to third. It's 13-3, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chavarria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crandall scores. Davalillo moves to second. 2 outs. It's 14-3, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davalillo moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez now playing right field. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripoz strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ossie Chavarria now playing third base. Ed Charles now playing first base. Ernie Fazio now playing shortstop. Joe Nosek now playing right field. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Indians 14, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stahl hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a pop-up towards short. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.